Good afternoon, I'm Shanti. It's really lovely to see you all again at the Bap Saman special group. This is session 3, and today we're going to go through step number 3. So we've had our step 1, preparation. Step 2, understanding the pathway and the destination. And those who attended Brother Bridgemohanbhai's class this morning would have got some very good points about understanding the journey and the destination. He was talking about in the journey that there's clearance and settlement, and there's earning. So there's many things happening on the journey. So when you finished at the end of the last step, remember there was the little practice. I'm just going to introduce this session, and then Shuna will go into the actual step 3. But I'm just going to revise and read through that last little practice, which is on page 14 of the journal, which is about meeting our destination, meeting the perfect form of ourself. So did everyone write their name in that little section there? Your practice? The time will come that the angelic you, your name, who lives up above, will become one with me. I share this aim with Brahma Baba and Daddy, and fulfill Baba's hopes in me to become Bap Saman. Did you write that in? Did you write your name? Yeah, interesting feeling, isn't it? So in this next step, we're going to bring that perfect self a little bit closer. So for step 3, if you go to step 3 on page 15, stepping stone 3, laying the foundation stone. And we've been practicing this soul consciousness for many, many years. So I'll hand over to Shuna, who will read that first paragraph for us.
Om Shanti. So we've reaffirmed that angelic affirmation, and I think we all understand what's required to be Bap Saman. And Baba is actually in this paragraph saying, do you have a problem remembering your Laukik father whilst walking, sitting, talking? So why should you have a problem remembering your spiritual father? So you can just glance at it yourself, have a little read through, and understand the difference between remembering something that can be seen with the eyes, the physical father seen with the eyes, and how different it is to remember the subtle being of light, the unseen. So whilst you have this experience of seeing the unseen Father, feel what it's like to have this remembrance. And then answer the question, or rather describe, your love for practicing soul consciousness. What is it that you love about soul consciousness. And what happens within you when you have that stage of soul consciousness? And if you feel like it, you can write it down, but we're going to share with each other. What do you love about soul consciousness, and what happens? What practically happens when you're soul conscious? Then if you can choose a partner, someone to share with, someone close to you, and just share what it is that you really love about soul consciousness. And what's your experience? What happens when you're soul conscious? Yeah, so about 3 to 4 minutes to share. Please find someone to share with. Wei, perhaps you can come here to Brother Pratish here and share with him. Or are you translating there? You're translating. Pratish, do you want to come share here? There's three sisters sharing. Maybe you can share with one of them. Okay, so our few minutes are up, and you know, this is a process of self-realization. So at each and every step we should have some insight. Is there someone who would like to share what new insight they got from this? You can come up here and use the mic. Anyone who felt that this was insightful, that they actually did realize something new about soul consciousness. Anyone like to share? Anyone had a deep insight? Okay, so we'll go on to, and hopefully the next step will bring you some insight. Can somebody tell me one thing they love about soul consciousness? Who can share that? One thing you love about soul consciousness? Yes? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, so the brother accepts that he's equal to Baba in point form, and you love this experience. Thank you. So if we carry on, just have a glance at your next paragraph, but just to summarize, when we're soul conscious, is there fear? Or are we fearless? So Baba used to make this very thundering sound of Om. So can we all make a thundering sound of Om? 3 times. Om. Om. So Baba said, the soul is the embodiment of bliss, love and peace. And he would teach this lesson every day. This, Baba said, would lead to elevated awareness. And only through this would there be? What does elevated awareness bring? Transformation of the world. Isn't that what we're aiming for? The creation of a new world, a golden age. So, if soul consciousness brings about that awareness of fearlessness, makes us fearless, can you share, not to each other, but to everyone here, what is your experience with the power of fearlessness and with that the realization of the self? What is your experience of the power of fearlessness and what through that do you realize about the self? Is there anyone who can share? The truth, that, okay. You're fearless because you know that you're on the path of truth. And so, what does that mean for you? What protection does the path of truth give you? Gives power, okay. Okay. And understanding. Okay, anyone else can share?
Understanding is the sense that nobody can destroy you. Nobody can destroy you.
No one can destroy the truth. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So just it's a little bit hard here at the back, so I'll take the mic around. Anyone else like to share something about an experience of fearlessness? Anything practical? Something where you've overcome. And what's a practical example, specific example where you've become independent, something that you couldn't do that you were able to do? Can you think of a specific example? Something, I know a lady I worked with, and she told me about the first time that she drove the car, went to the take the rubbish to the dump. You know, a very simple thing that she didn't know how to do and then she was able to do. So what's a practical thing? Can you think of something? Something you did that you were afraid of and then you did. And This sister had a... You can say in Chinese and then Wei will tell us.
无畏惧的体验是爸爸的爱。 还有那个力量，就是谁也拿不走的，就在我们这儿就这么抱着我们，体验到的那个温暖呀、光呀，就是谁也拿不走，我就在这其中，我就在爸爸的爱当中。
She says that the fearlessness is actually comes from the love of the father, 爸爸的爱。就是这种体验 That's the experience that I'm in I'm immersed in the Father's love That I'm protected And no one can take that away
I feel like I can't do anything now Like I will be courageous and able Because I haven't been there before as a doctor you know? Yeah, I feel like I was free now Before
So you can do anything now. Great. Anyone else?
Well, I could share my little experience.
I'm wearing these funny glasses because I had eye surgery 2 days ago. And in taking the decision, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if the doctor was good. And if you don't have a good doctor, then anything can happen. And then I took the decision, and then I was going through the surgery, and I went into the operating theatre, and I just made myself very calm inside, very, very calm. And when you have this surgery, you are conscious, you're awake, only they make one eye asleep, anaesthetised. So you can't feel anything, but you're conscious. And then you just see a little bright light, and then hear some little noises of what they're doing, cutting and whirring and, you know, doing things in the eye. So it's very strange. So I knew that this doctor was cutting up my eye, and I was awake, but I didn't feel any stress. You know, I just was very, very peaceful. And I just thought, okay, Baba, now it's started. Let it finish successfully. And then it did. And I had no problem. No pain, no anxiety. Now I have to take care and wear the glasses. So that's one thing. But, you know, I think just knowing where in the soul, where the soul in the body, it really helps so much. We don't have to worry anything like that. So that helped me a lot in the last couple of days.
So that was a really nice experience. Thank you for sharing. And actually what happens too is that sometimes we have an internal challenge. We have to face some weakness within ourselves. And that's taking us completely out of our comfort zone. But we're Brahmins. The minute we stepped into Brahmin life, we stepped out of our comfort zone and we were immediately challenged. So whether you are aware of it or not, and do become aware of it, from the beginning you've been fearless. Because you've had to step away from what Denise calls toxic conventional morality. Conformity, and you were courageous enough to take that step. So actually, all of you are naturally fearless. But at times when we're confronted with certain things, and we have to emerge that power within us to actually face. But it's in the drama. This is the wonderful thing. We just have to play the role. Fantastic. So the next thing is, we are going to play a little bit. So I'd like you all to get up. We're going to do this. Baba had the practice, you know, that he had a diary. I don't know if any of you, I'm sure some of you must have heard about Baba's diary before, where he would write, I am a soul. He or she is a soul. And that was the entire book. It was really recognizing that everyone was a soul. And so let's have some of that practice.
Okay, so what we're going to do for this one is walk around the room, and unfortunately the chairs are a little bit of a limitation, but we can be in the front or you can go up and down the outside. And so we're going to walk in soul consciousness with this thought that I am a soul. So first of all, we'll just, you know, bring our visualization to the point. I'm a soul. The body is called such and such, and really focusing on that. We're going to walk around the room, and everyone we see, walk very slowly and quietly. They are a soul. This one is a soul. A few seconds drishti where you meet someone. Only look at the soul. Only see the point. So you're walking around at the front of the room, around the back, along the sides, for about 10 minutes. Each one is a soul. As I move the body, I, the soul, am moving the body. Each one I see is a point, an eternal point in this world drama. They have their place in the drama. I have my place in the drama. Each soul is an imperishable, eternal being. I am an eternal, imperishable being. My body is matter. My body belongs to the world of matter, just like the chairs in the room, just like the floor. It's like my body, the bodies of all souls, just become part of matter. It's as though points of light are floating around the room. We're all floating. The soul's moving slowly, peacefully. Feel the connection of vibration with another soul. There's just a living being there. Body is just matter, the vehicle, the furniture of the soul, the living being is what I see. I recognize and acknowledge the living being. Sparkling point of light in the center of the forehead. So move slowly on my own or meeting others. I spread that bright light all around me. We are a constellation of stars, the living stars of the earth, stars of peace, stars of love, stars. Living stars of power. We are the most powerful stars. Baba has brought us together at the confluence age. Take a moment to spread that vibration. And then slowly
in your stage of fearless soul consciousness. Would someone like to share? Just one or two. Share their experience. Can you share your experience?
This was a conscious effort that I made to see each and every person as a soul. And the gender and ethnicity, everything just vanished. I just saw the soul and the pure vibrations coming out of each and every one. It was a beautiful experience. It needs practice, but yes, I think it is possible. Yeah, it needs a lot of practice every day. Yeah. Thank you.
Who else? Would you like to share?
Oops. Sorry. In my case, I felt light as the commentary was going on, like stars moving around. That is what I felt.
Practically, there are so many nationalities in this gathering. But when I come to soul conscious, I can see the soul sparkling in the forehead of others being. That was a good experience. To each and every one I was crossing, we can feel the vibration which is sparkling coming through the forehead, the souls. That I experience now. Thank you.
I find there's no expectation. I'm not putting any expectation on anyone else, and I was feeling there was no expectation on myself. So it was just a pure interaction.
Okay, thanks so much for sharing. Of course, when there's expectation, we can often be very disappointed. So if we can meet each other in that stage of being without any expectation, really it opens up a whole world for us to really see the divine personality of others. So, Dadi Ratanwahini has written a very beautiful and very interesting extract. And this is basically, how can I have deep realization of who I am? Because so often there's this sort of crossover, isn't there, that we're fluctuating between soul and body. And so she's really putting it so well. And Dadi says, as we sit for yoga, we have to realize the self within the self. It's almost that stage of being able to see the angelic self. And connect with that. You know how Baba always was trying to connect with that, and we've heard stories about that, that in trance the perfect form was seen by the trance messenger, and Baba really wanted to connect with that and ultimately did, of course. So we are combined. Just as Sri Baba says, I enter this body of Brahma. So is it possible for Baba to combine with you? You feel that Baba is combined with you? Possible. Easy. Isn't it? So they are so combined that Shiv Baba says, sometimes Shiv Baba speaks, sometimes Brahma Baba. Of course, we see that in the Muli sometimes. We can see that it's Brahma Baba who's now speaking. I really have to look inside. Have I recognized myself? We really have to go deep, deep, deep into that. Who am I? Can I keep my thoughts consistent on a certain track, or are things mixed in my thoughts? So you know how easy it is to slip into visualizing what we see with our eyes, isn't it? Somehow the mind is dwelling on that and the intellect is visualizing on that aspect, and we've just gone into gross consciousness. So if we have that awareness that whenever we do that, whenever we catch ourselves thinking of something that we can see with our eyes, something of the physical world, even if it's a memory that's emerging, because those memories are based on gross experiences, then at least we can have that awareness, create the shift. I must now focus my intellect on the unseen. So, can I keep my thoughts consistent in a certain track, or are things mixed through my thoughts? I, the soul, am so mixed up with this body that I don't realize if I'm separate or combined, because I had no knowledge of this before. So the more we can step away from this material world, the more we'll recognize when we're combined with Baba. And since Baba has given us this recognition, and when I really have realized this, then I am the soul who is detached from this body. You can even imagine that I, the soul, am up in this world, in this Paramdham. All I'm doing is sending down a ray and directing this body. Sending down this energy into this body and making this body act. But I don't want to be trapped in this. So I, the soul, have awakened inside, and as the living being, I live in this body. I, the soul, creator thought, I have adopted this body, and I'm looking out through these eyes. At this moment in time and the play, it is my role to receive this elevated knowledge from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. How much Baba has honored us to give us this role. And so sometimes, as we explain, we say that I have to consider myself to be a soul. I'm the child of the Almighty Authority. We've told these things to ourselves. We've told these things to ourselves for many years, haven't we? We've heard them in the Muli so many times. But actually, have we gone into that, the depth of that experience? So, but it's not enough to tell these things just to yourself. That's just remaining on the level of Gyan. But we have to go into the level of deep yoga. So, I have to realize it deeply inside. I have to realize my own peace and purity. And then the feelings that emerge are deep, subtle feelings. A deep realization of who I am. At that moment, we mustn't try. This is very important. At this moment, we mustn't try to see something or to understand something. We just have to be it. That's when thoughts stop. We don't have to question. You know, Baba says, why, what, where? Don't do it. Because at that moment that I activate that mechanism, then I immediately step into the growth, back into the growth stage. The minute we start to ask, what, how, where. If we're in that soul conscious stage, remaining in that soul conscious stage, accepting that just the eyes of perception that have opened, that third eye is open, everything is available to us. Like Aruna was saying, it's abundant. So this is the way to open that abundance. Has Daddy given you any insight through this? Yes, sister, you can share. You think Daddy has given you some insight? You're nodding your head, yes. You can share with us what insight Daddy has given.
Daddy has made us realize that the soul is making this body move. To be in the awareness, the soul is always there to work through these sense organs.
Has Daddy given anyone else any insight?
Daddy 告诉我，通过这个受到的启发是，我必须内在的唤醒我自己，告诉我自己，我是一个祥和宁静的灵魂，是一个充满爱的灵魂，让自己的知觉醒悟过来。
Through this, Daddy actually told me that I am a very deep, very peaceful soul. I am a lovely soul, and I'm going to go deeper to feel that I am really a soul.
Thanks, Wei. Anyone else would like to share? Anyone has a deep insight?
I can call it deep insight, but the way Daddy describes and explains this, it just made me go beyond, as if these material things don't exist. So only another level, another dimension, I can almost see light and the vibration and thoughts and at that level. So, and the study says there's much, much deeper realization to be experienced. So, I have to explore more. So
that's a very beautiful insight in that you have gone beyond. That experience of having gone beyond. And that experience will deepen. You know, the more we practice, the more we'll really have that experience of going beyond. I think the time has really come for this, and the energy of that is here. So I have no doubt that this Bab Saman group will be having this experience more and more of really being able to go beyond the senses, beyond the pull of the sanskars, beyond the impact of circumstances and relationships, and just in that wonderful awareness of the perfect form. So anyone else had a deep insight that they'd like to share?
From the point of Surya Bhai's class about at the point I began to practice straight away, and he said to see yourself or experience yourself as a soul, and your brain is in front of you. So that was a new way for me, because I'd always seen the soul inside the brain, but that's in a sense a physical consciousness. So this was quite different. And when I see myself as separate from even the brain, then I was able to take it a step further, because another point that he said, which is related to Dali Radhamohini, is being combined with Baba, so that I started thinking that Baba is looking through these eyes, not the physical eyes, but the soul, and he gave the point of, don't think you have to be on the journey to become Babsaman, but more think you already are Babsaman. So I began to practice that as well, and then I felt it was very easy to feel that Baba was with me all the time as I was walking and moving around, and it was, I was seeing the world through Baba's eyes, and that was a very nice experience.
Okay, what it is to see through Baba's eyes, how incredible. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for sharing about soul consciousness and what a lovely thing to do with other souls, share about our true consciousness. So in your journal, you'll see there are actually four extracts from Dadi Radhamohini's class from page 17 onwards in step 3. But we'll leave those for you to read in your own time, if you haven't already. There's some very beautiful points there. And then tomorrow is step 4, stepping stone 4, which is very appropriate because it's the Avyakt meeting day tomorrow. And the stepping stone 4 is absorbed in God's wisdom and truth. So absorbed in God's wisdom and truth. And it's all about love for knowledge and for the Murli and study. So at the end of that stepping stone, there's a question: what title did Baba mention in today's Murli? So when you're listening to Murli tomorrow morning, make a list of the titles that Baba gives. So in tomorrow morning's Sakha Murli, make a list of titles that Baba gives and bring them along to the session at 9:30 a.m. So tomorrow afternoon we'll be in Shantivan, and so we won't be meeting tomorrow afternoon, but we'll meet tomorrow morning, 9:30 to 10:30. Is that okay? Yeah. So I hope you can make it. And if anyone did come in late, if you could, and you didn't tick your name, please tick your name for attendance at this session. Thank you very much. Anything else? Meditation. So the bhati, there's a nice bhati tonight, 5:30 to 7:30, and part of that is going to be tonight's bhati, looking at the ancestor souls. And then
yeah, and David Bai will be playing music as well. And I just I don't know if anyone was in Pandavabhan and saw the pictures of the dadis. All the dadis were featured in sort of cardboard form, and it was so fascinating because each one had a particular strength which was absolutely visible in their faces. And I remember Dadi Janki once saying, go to Dilwara Temple and recognize which one you are, because if you look at each one of those deities in the Dilwara Temple, you'll see that each one has a different expression. Each one has their strength is based on some particular speciality. I thought it would be very interesting actually to take all the pictures of the dadis and compare them in the Dilwara temple and see which one is which. Yeah, so these are the ancestor souls, and each one of them, see their speciality. See what you can, because through recognizing their speciality, you're actually recognizing something in yourself. So enjoy the bhati. And if you haven't seen those pictures, I photographed them all, but maybe even David Bai's got them, we'll see. But they're really special, and it's just wonderful to actually see the power of the Yagya through the dadis. Om Shanti. And we'll have just a minute of meditation.